Live from the No Panic Zone, I'm Steve Gura. I am America's voice, fierce and fearless, working to get onto, you know, somebody's nerves today. Is it going to be you? No, you're here to learn something. So let's do this together. Three big things you need to know right now. Number one, George Soros targeting conservative radio stations that he's buying and taking them over so he can convert them to propaganda arms to broadcast socialism to Hispanics. Good luck with that, George. Number two, despite you being told that Volodymyr Zelensky is a hero and Ukraine is getting more than $50 billion in American taxpayer cash, Russia's winning the war. And now Belarus is rolling in from the north, or just about to. And number three, there are many things out of control in Joe Biden's America. The border, the weaponization of government agencies, the lack of any accountability, the perpetual lies flowing out, and so much more. But the one thing it all comes back to is the economy and the failing energy policies that are pushing us to the brink of darkness in America, bulldozing America's energy sector. And Joe Biden just stumbles on. Without a care in the world, except for nap time and fresh diapers. Or a thought in his head. Worst president in 150 years. Just, he is. And as we've been learning, the actual inflation rate, if it were measured the way it was when Jimmy Carter was president, would be over 17%. But everyone in the Oval Office, beginning with Carter, well, they began changing the way you measure things, cooking the books. And that means what we're dealing with now is worse than the late 70s or the early 80s. That's right, it's worse. I think most of you figured that out. And in fact, coming up here in about 20 minutes or so, I'm going to start taking your phone calls. So write this down, 877-310-9966. 877-310-9966. I'm going to take your phone calls because what I want to know is how is inflation, how is the economy affecting you? Are you doing better? Are you doing worse? What's happening? 877-310-9966. We'll take those calls starting, like I say, in about 20 minutes. But if you're still wondering what's going on with this administration and what their intentions are and how bad things are, let me light a candle, because electricity is basically illegal. Let me light a candle and show you some things by bringing some light to it. We're going to start with bite number two. Democrat Senate candidate Gary Chambers ripping into the socialists and the feeble President Joe Biden for what's going on. I mean, look around. It's bite number two. Go.
You know, Frederick Douglass gave a speech about what is the 4th of July to the slave. What is the 4th of July to the Negro? We're going into Essence weekend, 4th of July weekend, mm-hmm. next weekend. What do we have to celebrate about America today?
Hey, that's real.
Gas prices high as hell, mm-hmm. bread, milk, your energy bill. You're taking away people's rights. You're building an unjust government and then telling us to be excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, I'm not with it.
Nah, I'm not with it. He's not with it. But, you know, you might say that he's ripping on everything. It's true. But the fact of the matter is building an unjust government. That wouldn't be... The only people in there building anything right now would be Joe Biden and the Democrats. And that was a Democrat candidate for Senate. All right? Meanwhile, NBC... is reporting 86% of shoppers say they are worried about the price of food as inflation chews up their grocery bill every single day. Bite number five. Listen to this. Bite five. Go.
The Food Industry Association, or FMI, also reporting in the first quarter of this year, consumers were spending more, but buying less, with many meat eaters seeking smaller portions, with 32% saying they've stopped buying chicken, and more than a third saying they've totally cut beef from their shopping carts.
I always get my filet mignon at Trader Joe's, and it's up to like $25.99. I mean, it really jumped.
According to FMI, 86% of shoppers worried about rising prices are actively trying to save money, including looking for deals, making substitutions or product changes, changing where or how they buy groceries, or buying more store or generic brands.
Generic brand, that's part of the bait and switch, by the way. That's part of the big bait and switch. Yep. As they try to tell you, well, inflation is not as bad as you think it is, because if you buy Spam instead of steak, you don't spend as much money, you see, and so therefore inflation's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Joe Biden took his economic message on the road to Ohio. Nobody in Ohio turned out yesterday. You know, Tim Ryan running for U.S. Senate and the others just, there was not a high-profile Democrat to be found. They were all doing their hair or something. Anyhow, Joe Biden lying everywhere he goes. We're going to jump to bite number 12 here. He was doing the same thing in Ohio. And listen, these numbers that he shares here are completely bogus. Bogus. Bite 12. Go.
As president, the first year as president, I cut the federal deficit by $350 billion. And you know how much I cut it this year? Cut this year. By the end of September, I will have cut the federal budget by $1,400 billion. Cut the deficit.
That's a complete lie. There's nothing true about any of that. No, there's nothing true about any of that. But Joe Biden takes that show on the road, and of course, the fact checkers at the big networks, they do nothing about it. It just rolls on, rolls on, rolls on. And the economy's going south. And now there are people, there are companies that do well when the economy does poorly. Should have invested in pawn shops. Pawn shops doing exceptionally big business because everyone else is doing so poorly. People selling anything they can in some places just to survive, pawning important jewelry or coins or anything, musical instruments, whatever they can come up with. So the economy is going south and pawn shops are doing record business. Bite 13 for this one. You got to hear it. Bite 13. Go.
Thanks to the price of gas and food and rent, business at pawn shops is booming. People are selling what they have to pay their bills.
Sadly, with the economy and everything in the uptick, fuel prices, inflation and everything, yeah, we've seen a lot of new faces. We've seen a transition.
Jose Leyva works at Larry's Estate Jewelry and Pawn on 41. He's been in the business for more than 20 years and said the last 6 to 8 months have been tough on his customers.
It hurts. It hurts sometimes because you hear some of the stories and it touches your heart.
Used to be, people would come in looking to find that rare treasure. Now, people arrive hoping to sell and too often take what they can get to make ends meet any way they can.
You want to help everybody, but there are times that you just can't help everybody. So we help who we can.
Meanwhile, back in Ohio, Joe Biden was just using the same old tired rhetoric. It's Putin's fault. It's Trump's fault. It's everybody's fault. Not me. Yeah, the adults are back, right? Remember that part? The adults are back? Sure they are. Adults actually take responsibility when they do something wrong. And that doesn't happen in Joe Biden's America. Quick break. I'll be back with Daniel Miller.
You might be wondering, what's Enbridge doing to keep up with the energy demands of tomorrow? As a bridge to the energy future, we're helping drive the change toward lower carbon and renewable energy sources. That's why we're modernizing our infrastructure to be more efficient and reliable, and why we're investing in energy sources like wind and solar. We are Enbridge, a leading North American energy infrastructure company, and we believe when our energy meets yours, the future is full of promise. Enbridge, life takes energy.
If you're looking for a new best friend and you've already been to the shelter, it's time to check out the Barking Boutique.com. The Barking Boutique.com guarantees its puppies for the next 5 years and plenty to choose from. New arrivals daily. The Barking Boutique.com. Healthy Cell delivers 165% more vitamin nutrition with its microgel formula. Studies show Healthy Cell packs a bigger punch than ordinary vitamins. Healthy Cell is made in America and recommended by Dr. Peter McCullough. Go to HealthyCell.com, use the promo code Gruber, and save 20%. HealthyCell.com, promo code Gruber.
The Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty.
Businesses across the state have been shut down. Unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next? And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com.